Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in. The phone number 888-455-1360. Okay. Now that the governor has called in into Ferguson, Missouri, the National Guard, things last night were less problematic than they have been. There were less arrests. There were less situations of violence. But it's not done. It's not peaceful yet. So the governor, who's Jay Nixon, said in an interview, a vigorous prosecution must now be pursued in the shooting death of Michael Brown by Officer Darren Wilson. A vigorous prosecution? A vigorous prosecution. He goes on to say, we have a responsibility to come together and do everything we can to achieve justice for Brown's family. Nixon added that the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder has an obligation to achieve justice in the shooting death of Michael Brown, and it must be carried out thoroughly, promptly, and correctly. So in other words, to hell with the officer that was involved in the shooting. The reports and witness corroboration are saying he was justified in shooting Brown. To hell with him. We've got to have justice for Brown and his family. No, we have to have justice. If the 18-year-old Michael Brown, despite being unarmed, was arrested or was detained lawfully, remember, the report is he was walking out in the middle of the street causing a problem for traffic. He was rightfully detained and stopped by the police. Listen, I don't care who it is. You're walking around in traffic. You're a danger to yourself. You're a danger to others. It was right for him to be detained. The scuffle ensued, and by all of the evidence so far, it's beginning to piece together that he, Michael Brown, was the aggressor. Michael Brown was the one that caused the problem. Michael Brown challenged the police and ended up getting shot. Now, is a traffic violation worth your life? No. Is the minor theft from the convenience store prior to worth his life? No. Is the fact that he was bullying the store clerk at the time? No. None of that is worth this man's life. But justice is that this man made a decision to behave in a certain way, and therefore the consequences of his actions built up. And now he's dead. Is it a tragedy? Absolutely. But it is it an unjustified shooting by the police officer? I do not think so. My gut is telling me, and the more that we're getting information about this, you're going to see that the officer is justified. And my question is, once the officer is justified and found to be justified in his shooting, you going to have Spike Lee come out and say, you know what, I was wrong in my verbiage, I'm sorry? Are you going to have Jesse Jackson say, I'm sorry, I was wrong in the accusation? Are you going to see Al Sharpton apologize? Are you going to see the governor of Missouri apologize for calling for prosecution? No, you won't. No. Because they're not interested in justice. They're interested in a witch hunt. They're interested in the head of the officer. All right, let's go to Mary in Marshfield. Mary, thank you very much for calling the program. What can we do for you this morning?
Hi, I've been following the coverage on the news, you know, listening to the, you know, various news reports.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm getting from you is that the black leaders like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are looking for what we call social justice, not legal justice.
And okay, by social justice, what do you mean?
This was a black guy. He was shot by a white cop. Think about
it. Right. Okay.
That's what I mean. They want to prosecute no matter what.
Are you saying that
somebody's head? You're right.
Right.
It is a witch hunt. But there is a difference between what we consider legal justice for the family and the public social justice.
Well, see, and here's where I come into this. We are supposed to be an advanced society. Race is not supposed to be an issue. So if it's a white officer pulling over a black suspect, this should not be an issue. There should not automatically be a conflict between the two. But this perpetration, this continuing on with this, is causing there to be more of tension. Now, as a result, any time there is a white officer involved with an incident with a black suspect, it's going to make news now. And that's being exemplified in Los Angeles and in other parts of the country. Well, they're just making a big example of it. And that's part of the problem. That's part of perpetuating a race problem. And it's not there. This is not a race issue.
I know.
This is
what I'm saying is that these black leaders are making it a race issue.
And they are causing more of the racial divide.
We have to quit listening to these people extol, oh my God, it was a black guy, a young black male.
Mm-hmm.
The young black male was caught doing a crime.
Yeah, yeah. Mary, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. Let's go to Chuck in Sheboygan before we run out of time. Chuck, thanks for calling into the program.
Yeah, thanks for giving me this time. You know, I think to myself here, I mean, the news reports, there were like 7 shots fired. I think
6
bullets
mm-hmm.
in the kid.
Right.
2 in the head. Like, I always thought the officers were taught only to use lethal force when lethal force was in the hands of the aggressor. I mean,
no, lethal force is used. Now, lethal force is used any time that you feel that your life is in danger. The individual does not have to be armed.
Well,
if you feel that your life
that,
is in...
I got cousins that were county sheriffs, and they used to talk about
no.
that. And
no,
I
have
that
a concealed carry permit.
I mean,
I'm a concealed carry permit holder. I carry. And part of the training that you have to go through before you are given the license is an understanding of when lethal force can be used, and it is not necessary for the individual to be armed. It is required that you feel that your life or the life of others is in danger. I got news for you. Somebody that is well versed in martial arts, they don't have to be armed to be very, very deadly. They don't have to have a knife or a gun. Their hands, their feet, their head, their training can be the danger zone. You can kill some. Listen, have you ever seen the Jason Bourne movies? My God, you can beat somebody to death with a magazine. You don't have to have a weapon, per se, in order to be considered a threat. So the officer, when they fired, I believe the officers showed restraint. They only shot him 6 times. Any reaction? All right. Chuck, thank you very much for calling in. Thanks for being a part of the program. We're going to talk a little bit more about the attitude of some of these people that are looting when we get back, and then we'll move on to, the situation with ISIS. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader, 888-455-1360.
Jerry Bader Show.